أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الذي نور قلوب العارفين بنور معرفته وأثبت فؤاد أنبيائه وأوليائه بقصص الأنبياء والمرسلين، وأكمل إيمان المسلمين والمؤمنين بولاية علي أمير المؤمنين عليه السلام. والصلاة والسلام والتحية والكرام على أفضل الموجودات، العبد المؤيد والرسول المسدد، المصطفى الأمجد والمحمود الأحمد، أعني بالقاسم محمد. وعلى روحه ونفسه وصهره ووسيه سيد الأتقياء والأصفياء مولى الموالي إمام المتقين علي بن أبي طالب. وعلى أوصيائه لا سيما بقية الله في الأرضين روحي وأرواح العالمين لتراب مقدمه الفداء، واللعنة الدائمة على أعدائهم أجمعين من الآن إلى قيام يوم الدين. أما بعد، فقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم: إن الحسين مصباح الهدى وسفينة النجاة. As it is Shab-e Jumah, the night of dua and the night of repentance. The hadith says that in this night an angel stands between the heavens and the earth and says, O believers, tonight Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to forgive. Who is there to seek repentance? Who is there to seek tawbah? Many times we want to be forgiven, but we don't ask for forgiveness. But tonight is the night when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is distributing forgiveness. He is distributing maghfirat. In a night where the A'imma alayhimu salam and their followers used to spend in supplicating Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we find in the traditions that Imam Hussain alayhi salam has encouraged the repentance. And amongst his companions we find a few people who repented and came from the other side to this side. Not one, but more. Zuhair Qain, who met the Imam alayhi salam during his journey, and he changed his sides from Ubaidullah ibn Ziyad to Imam Hussain alayhi salam. And others like Wahab, who was a slave, who was a Christian, who repented and converted to being the follower of Sayyidul Shuhada. There are some ulama who believe that the martyrdom with Imam Hussain alayhi salam is not something that was just being distributed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had selected people who would be shuhada with Imam Hussain alayhi salam. And not everyone could become shaheed with Imam Hussain alayhi salam. It was easier to become shaheed with the Holy Prophet and the other Imams, but not with Imam Hussain alayhi salam. Tonight in Ziyarat-e-Warisa, when you read Ziyarat-e-Warisa, there is a sentence that when reading the Ziyarat, you say, the Ziyarat of Sa'ir shuhada, the shuhada of Karbala. Not Imam Hussein, not Hazrat Abbas, not Ali Akbar. The shuhada Karbala. Bi'abi antum wa ummi tibtum. The sentence is plural. This ziyarat is by the sixth Imam alayhi salatu wasalam. We read many of these ziyarat, these are narrated. We are not allowed to make up ziyarat. We are not allowed to make up du'as, unlike Sufis. They say that we can make up du'as and ziyarat. The Quran is the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but even the du'as that we have, they are ma'thur, as they are known to be in Arabic. Meaning from the athar, the words of infallibles, the imams. Ziyarat as well. Ziyarat-i Ashura, Ziyarat-i Arba'in, Ziyarat-i Waritha. All of these ziyarat are the ziyarat of Aima alayhi salam. When they visited the harams of the imams, that's how they recited the ziyarat. These are the words they used. Ziyarat-i Waritha and Ziyarat-i Ashura. These are two ziyarat of Imam Jafar Sadiq alayhi salatu wasalam. The Imam has said these ziyarat. Ziyarat-i Ashura has been narrated by Ibrahim al-Jammal and also Dua al-Qama, that is with it. When Imam alayhi salam went to Iraq, he stayed in the house of this close companion of his, who has many, many other traditions, many other du'as. But Ziyarat-i Waritha, the ziyarat of an Imam, when he visited Sayyidul Shuhada, he read this ziyarat. The words that I've just selected from the ziyarat, they say that the Imam alayhi salam, when reciting the ziyarat, he said, Be abi antum wa ummi. May my father and mother be taken as your ransom. Mere maa baap aapke qurban. Who is saying these words? Not me. Not an alim, not an mujtahid, not an ayatullah. Imam Masoom alayhi salam is saying these words. For who? Who are non-fallible but the shuhada of Karbala. They say there are no shaheeds like the shuhada of Karbala. The Imam when reciting the ziyarat says, Be abi antum ummi. What does he want us to know? Why is he saying these words? Our ulama believe that these shuhada in Karbala, they were not like other shuhada. Anyone who wanted to become a shaheed, they went with them. Many of the great scholars, many of the ulama, many of the other people, companions of the Holy Prophet, they were deprived of becoming shaheed with Imam Hussain alayhi salatu wasalam. And they were still alive. These people were selected. Imam alayhi salam had said their names. When a person asked, Mawla, am I coming with you? He said, let me check in the list that I have been given by my forefathers. Alayhi billah, does the Imam not know the list? I need your attention please. Is the Imam telling the people that I don't know these 72 names? Is that what he's trying to indicate at? That let me look at the list that I have been provided by my forefathers? No. That is not the meaning he's trying to indicate towards. He knows the list. What he wants to indicate is that, look, I will only take the people with me, the ones whose names have come in the list of the shuhada for Karbala. Allah has informed the Ahlul Bayt from before. Just like the tradition, let me mention this tradition as well. When a person asked the sixth Imam alayhi salam a mas'ala, he said, let me check in Mus'haf-e Fatima, in the book that we have from Hazrat Fatima salamullahi alayha. So they say that the person, after getting the solution of his mas'ala, got stuck into another mas'ala. That the Imam alayhi salam answered my mas'ala, but he had to look in Mus'haf-e Fatima. No, the Aimah alayhi salam wanted the people to know the importance of the teachings of Hazrat Fatima and Hazrat Ali alayhi salatu wasalam. Not that they didn't know. They knew these things. There are traditions that say that Hazrat Ali alayhi salam used to keep Mus'haf Fatima with him even during the battles. These teachings had been transferred from one imam to the other. And Mus'haf Fatima was the teachings of the Holy Prophet that Hazrat Fatima had compiled, his special traditions, And it has only stayed with our infallible imams. Many of our Sunni brothers say that this Mushaf-e-Fatima is another Qur'an of the Shias. It is not Qur'an. These are traditions of the Holy Prophet. Now look at this. The Imam alayhi salam is indicating that these shuhada who are coming with me, these are selected by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, meaning these are special people. Now, no one should try and understand that anyone who did not go with Imam Hussain or anyone who did not help Imam Hussain alayhi salam, Allah had predestined for them not to go. That confusion can arise from here. I want to just solve it with one masala. It is not the topic, but just one statement from Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha. When a person said, Ya Ali, if my brother was here today, he would have been very pleased with your success in Siffin. The Imam said, why did your brother not attend? He said, Mawla, because he is dead. Imam said, if he was alive, would he attend? And would he come and participate from my side? He said, yes, Mawla, he would. He said, not only your brother, but all the people, those who are to come in the future, if they were to support me, if they desire to support me, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give them the thawab and reward of supporting me in Siffin. So the people, those who really want to support, or the ones who really wanted to support Sayyidul Shuhada, they will get the thawab, like Mukhtar and others who were in Kufa, who were imprisoned. But the one in Medina as well, many of them are rewarded because they were desirous. But these people were special people. Every person in Karbala was a special person. Hence Imam Hussain alayhi salam says himself, the companions that I have, nor did my grandfather Rasulullah have them, nor did my father Ali, nor my brother Hassan. My companions are special companions. My father and grandfather used to call their companions, come. They wouldn't come. And I tell my companions to leave, and they do not leave. That is the difference between the companions. One of the signs of his companions is that they repented from everything. The ones who were not with Imam Hussain alayhi salam before, like Hur. So one of the lessons, as we take Imam Hussain alayhi salam to be the light of guidance, one of the lessons is that repentance is a message of Sayyidul Shuhada. We should repent from everything. And Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salatu was salam, says that there are a few conditions for repentance, for tawbah. One should be regretful for whatever he has done in the past. Secondly, he should be promising himself that he will not commit these sins in the future. Thirdly, he should pay off all the dues on him, all the obligations on him of creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and of Allah himself. Fourthly, he should perform a ghusl-e tawbah, which is mustahab. And lastly, he should do 2 rakat namaz-e tawbah, salat of tawbah. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives his previous sins. Otherwise, he's still a sinful person. A person who does not pay off his dues, he is muckering with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when he says, I've repented. He's not the true repenter, the one who truly repents before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's only mucking. Look at this story that Sadr al-Muta'allihin has mentioned in his book. Many times we take these people to be less than us, the ones who are less in wisdom. Even though there are traditions that wisdom is a sign of iman, but the people, those who have been not given proper intellect, they are no less than us. I'm not sure of a proper word in English. But a person who does not understand everything properly, he's not crazy, not mad, but probably naive. a bit more simple than other people. In Arabic and Farsi, they use the word ablah for that kind of person. A very simple person. They say this simple person had gone to Hajj. There are some people, those who are very cunning. They like to hurt these kind of people. They like to become pleased by hurting other people. He had also gone on Hajj. When this person finds out that this person that is next to me in Hajj is a very naive person, so he says to him, after completing the Hajj, did you get this paper that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given every Haji, every person who's become to do has come to do Hajj? He said, what kind of paper? He says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has written a letter to all the Hujjaj, people performing Hajj, that I have forgiven your sins. He said, I did not get such a paper from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said, you didn't? That means your Hajj is not accepted. You're still sinful. That person was very simple. He thought that it is true. Everyone has got a letter from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying that your Hajj is accepted and your sins are forgiven. They say he went to Kaaba, he held the Sitre Kaaba, the ghilaf, the cover of Kaaba, the black cover, and he said, oh Allah, you gave the letter to everyone else. Why did you not accept my Hajj? Why did you not forgive me? I need a letter as well saying that I have been forgiven. I repented, I performed all the manasik of Hajj. I've been performing all my duties, I've been repenting properly. Oh Allah, forgive me. What has displeased you from me that you have not given me this letter? They say that he sat down next to Kaaba, screaming and crying. He cried so much that all the Hajis left their tawaf and they started watching him. They asked him, why are you crying so much? He wouldn't answer them. But the person who had fooled him said that I was only playing with him. It was only a joke. That's why practical jokes are haram. It was only a joke. I was only playing with him. I lied to him that Allah has given all of us a letter saying that our Hajj is accepted and our Tawbah has been accepted. So they said to him that, why don't you tell him the truth that you are lying? He came forward and he said, O servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, forgive me. I was lying to you. There is no letter that Allah has given us. Because he was simple, he said, all of you have got a letter, now you don't want me to get this letter. That's why you are lying to me now. He says, I'll not get up until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives me a letter saying that I have been forgiven. He screamed, he cried, he continuously cried. But they say, all of these people were watching. And suddenly they say that while he was crying, sitting down on the floor, a letter or a piece of paper came from the sky, dropped in his laps. When he picked it up, it said, وَهُوَ مَغْفُورٌ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ. He has been forgiven before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because he had cried so much, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised him in this world that he has been forgiven. The people, those who were watching, they said, he is not a fool. Fool are we, because we did not get a paper from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the message, you see. Repentance, when you truly ask for it, you get it. When the traditions of the Aima alayhi salam say that the people can see, we can see before we die, our place in heaven. It is not a joke. You can see your place in heaven. But you need to pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You need to lift yourself up. When they say that the Shuhada of Karbala, Sayyidu Shuhada showed each one of them their place in heaven. It is not metaphorically, it is in the real form that Sayyidu Shuhada showed them their place in heaven. It is not majaz, it is haqiqi. We need to repent properly. We don't really repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our repentance would be accepted if we truly repented. Should I transfer to Urdu earlier today? Probably not. Should I? Say Allah Salawat if you want me to transfer.